WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at Arcanum High School. It's time for the first sectional game of this tournament as Fort Recovery is taking on the Yellow Springs Bulldogs here tonight. Yellow Springs, for you folks in Indiana that might not know where that's at, that's the home of Antioch College, located east of Dayton and south of Springfield. And I've been there before, I know that. It's a pretty good trip from there to here. But Yellow Springs and Fort Recovery here both have similar records. Fort Recovery's 9-13 on the year, and Yellow Springs is at 9-12 on the season. So both teams have won 9. Fort Recovery's league, a much tougher league, though, and Fort Recovery is the favorite here. They're the number 3 seed in the tournament, and Yellow Springs is the number 8 seed in the tournament. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff at Vormore Family Dentistry. Dr. Vormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hartz. Located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Kim Vormore. She'd love to be your family's dentist, Dr. Kim Vormore. Okay, set to go here. Fort Recovery will be over on my right side. Yellow Springs on my left. And serving first will be, looks like maybe Yellow Springs will serve first. Let's see. Nope. I'm incorrect. Fort Recovery will serve first, as it's going to be our best server, who always does a great job, and that is Kayla Heitkamp, who will be serving first here for Fort Recovery. We have Bridget Holman, Carly Niekamp, and also on the front line, Cameron Mullenkamp. On the back line, besides Kayla Heitkamp, we've got Trinity Rammel back there, and also there's a service error, I should say, over the back line. Kennedy Mullenkamp is also there in for Fort Recovery. So service error to start the match, not a good way to start, and Yellow Springs leads 1-0. Here's the serve, dug out by Trinity Rammel. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Bridget Holman. A good smash played by Yellow Springs. Here's the set. Two-hand shove over. Trinity Rammel to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp, and they say it was out of bounds. A little too hard on the hit there for Carly. So give a service point to Ariana Robinson. She will serve again, dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp. Here's the dink over by Mullenkamp, and she got the point. Cameron Mullenkamp with the kill. She passed it to the front line, then got it back on the set and got a nice kill there. Cameron will serve now, and it's an ace serve right in front of Ariana Robinson. So ace serve there for Cameron Mullenkamp. Again, Fort Recovery 9-13 on the season. Here's the set for Yellow Springs, and they say that they were in the net. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery picks up the service point. Cameron Mullenkamp back to serve again. 3-2, Lady Indians lead by 1. Good serve. Here's the dig, and to the net it goes. The free ball over. Kayla Heitkamp, whoops. We're going to say Kayla Heitkamp was in the net. So side out to Yellow Springs, and we're tied at 3-3. Going back to serve is Melena Buster. Melena Buster's service to Trinity Rammel. And back to Trinity. She two hands it over on the free ball. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery, played by Cameron Mollenkamp. Heitkamp sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy gets the cross-court hit and the kill. Kill for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Her first kill of the night, and it's now 4-3. And Jenna Dews will go back to serve now. Jenna back at the service line. Here it comes. Good serve, ace serve. And then off the fist of Malena Buster, and she got busted. Kenna Dews with an ace serve there. Larry Hart driving the school bus tonight, getting the Lady Indians here on time. Good old Larry's driven a lot of bus trips for Fort Recovery Athletics. He is our bus driver tonight. There's another ace serve for Jenna Dews, or Kenna Dews, I should say, sorry. Kenna Dews with another ace serve, two in a row. She will serve again here. And it is a good serve again. Here's the dig, the set, the spike over. Fort Recovery's Cameron Mollenkamp plays it to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Fort Recovery's Bryn Willman, and she gets a kill. Willman with a kill. It's 7-3. Lady Indians on top by 4 points here. Kenna Dews, another service point, and she will serve again. Good serve. Oh, I spoke too soon. Hit the top of the net and fell down. Service error. I was too hopeful there. And so side out Yellow Springs. Back to serve for them now is Hannah Parker. Hannah's serve is a good one, dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Willman. Willman hits it over. Free-balling it back to Fort Recovery is Yellow Springs. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Willman. She puts it down on the other side. A kill for Bryn Willman. 8-4 now. Lady Indians lead by 4. And back to serve now is Bridget Homan. Bridget, one of our youngsters. Here's the dig. Here's the set. The dink over. And Bryn Willman's right there at the net to get a block and a point. Timeout is called by Yellow Springs as they now trail 9-4 here in this first set. We'll be back with more in just a moment from Arcanum High School. That's where we're broadcasting from tonight, right after this.
Attention lawn enthusiasts. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is slashing prices on their used lawnmowers, with some marked down up to $1,000 off. Premium Grasshopper and Kubota mowers now available at jaw-dropping discounts. So whether you're tackling acres or just a cozy backyard, we've got the perfect mower for you. Why wait? Visit Hall Brothers today and score big savings on your next lawn upgrade. Swing by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery now and seize the savings before they're gone.
Once again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Fort Recovery Volleyball, also FortRecoveryRadio.com. Our studio producer for the radio station tonight is, as usual, Mr. Eric Catterly. And Brody Bargy is doing the engineering for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Welcome, Brody, to the broadcast. Here is Bridget Homan back to serve again. Bridget's only a sophomore. And it's a good serve, dug out by Yellow Springs. Here's the set, the hit back to Fort Recovery. And it's too long over the end line by Adeline Zinger. It's a pretty good name for a volleyball player, Zinger. Bridget Homan serves again. Good serve. Here's the dig, the pass, and the deep hit back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp to Bryn Willman. Willman hits it over. Here's the set for Yellow Springs. The smash played by Kenna Dews. Here's Cameron Mollenkamp. Got the kill off the attempted block by Yellow Springs. That's her second of the night. And another service point for Bridget Homan. So far, Yellow Springs has only had 1 point from a serve. That's been it. Bridget Homan on the good serve here. Here's the hit over the net, hit it out of bounds. Point. tried to do the set there and just didn't have control of it and hit it out of bounds. Point for Bridget Homan and the Lady Indians. 12-4. Here's the set by their libero, Addison Shuffick. And there's double hit called on Yellow Springs. Another service point for Bridget Homan. It's now 13-4. Lady Indians breezing right along here. Here's the serve, almost an ace, but a save there. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Dews to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. The smash played by Yellow Springs at the net. Two hands it over. Heitkamp to Cameron Mollenkamp. And free balling it back to Fort Recovery is Yellow Springs. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp. And got the kill right down the line there near the corner. Kennedy Mollenkamp with a kill. It's another service point for Bridget Homan. She's had, I believe, four or five in a row here. And there's an ace serve that time. It went off the fist of Addison Shuffick. And Fort Recovery's Bridget Homan will serve again. There's a smash, and Fort Recovery could not play that, give the kill to Yellow Springs, and that's their first kill of the night. I believe it was Molly Flanagan who had the kill. So going back to serve now is Rue Robertson. R-U is her first name, Rue Robertson. Here comes the serve. Kenna Dews to Heitkamp. There's the shove over, double hand, two-hand hit by Cameron Mollenkamp, and Yellow Springs can't play it. We'll go ahead and give Cameron a kill on that. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve now. Again, Rob Weaver here at Arcanum High School for the first round of the tournaments. Good serve by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here's the set for Yellow Springs, the hit, and it's a kill. That was Adeline Zinger getting the kill there for Yellow Springs. And Adeline will go back to serve now. Good serve dug out by Kenna Dews to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Bryn Willman. A smash. Yellow Springs in trouble. They free ball it over, but it goes out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians, and Bryn Willman we'll go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. We lead 17-6. Here's a good serve dug out by Yellow Springs. The set, just a little dink over. Heitkamp on the second hit, gets it over and got the kill. Heitkamp surprised him there, hit it over on the second hit and got the kill. Service point for Bryn Willman. She'll go back to serve. It's 18-6 now. And it's a soft little serve, a good one. Here's the set and the smash, played by Bridget Homan. Heitkamp to Homan, and Homan hits in the net. It's a point, Yellow Springs. Side out Yellow Springs, and back to serve now is Addison Shuffick. S-H-A-F-F-E-E-K, Shuffick. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp set for Niekamp over to Yellow Springs, back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp hits it over, and they're going to say a double hit on Cameron Mollenkamp. So give a service point to Addison Shuffick, and that is the second service point that Yellow Springs has had here tonight. Good serve there. Here's a set by Heitkamp. And Kennedy Mollenkamp over to Yellow Springs. Here's the set, the hit. And I think it's out of bounds. Yes, it is. Malena Buster hit it out of bounds, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Side out Lady Indians. And Kayla Heitkamp will serve for the second time in this set. Fort Recovery leading 19-8. Fort Recovery coached by Travis Guggenbiller. Here's a good serve. Free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Trinity Rammel to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Niekamp. A block. Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the point to Yellow Springs. Side out, Lady Bulldogs. Ariana Robinson goes back to serve now. Good serve dug out by Trinity Rammel. Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Homan. Homan on the hit. Yellow Springs keeps it alive to the net. Here's the two-hand shove over. Smash by Cameron Mullenkamp. Did she get it? Nope, hit it out of bounds. Cameron Mullenkamp hits it barely out of bounds. Point for the Yellow Springs Bulldogs. It's now 19-10. Good serve there to Trinity Rammel. Here's a smash by Carly Niekamp. Yellow Springs gets it back over, barely. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp hitting it over and getting the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp with her fourth kill of the evening. It's now 20-10. Fort Recovery leads by 10. If we win this one tonight, and the way things are looking, I think we're going to, we'll play Twin Valley South on Saturday morning. There's a let serve played by Yellow Springs. Hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for Yellow Springs' Malena Buster. Her first kill of the night makes it 20-11. And Malena Buster will go back to serve now. And it's a service error. That was actually under the net on that serve. Kenna Dews goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. She's our libero, as she usually is. Good serve. Dug out by Buster. And somebody was in the net. They're going to say that... Going to say Yellow Springs was in the net, so give Kenna Dews a service point. Kenna will serve again. And now they're going to say an illegal rotation on Yellow Springs. So I think that's a point for Fort Recovery. That makes it now 23-11. The official is explaining to the volleyball players what they did wrong there for Yellow Springs. Now she's moving some of their players around. They're trying to figure out what's going on. Okay, here we go. Kennedy serves again. There's the dig. Here's the set. And the hit played by Cameron Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp. She got the kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a kill. Her third of the night. Another service point for Kennedy. She's racked them up here in the first set. That's 7 points for her now, including one ace. Here's your set point, 24-11. Good serve dug out by Yellow Springs. Here's the set. The smash, a block by Bryn Willman. Yellow Spring keeps it alive. Reballing it back to Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Bridget Holman. Played by Yellow Springs. They're set. The hit over, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. 25-11. Lady Indians win the first set. 25-11. We'll be back with set number two in a moment. Fort Recovery in Yellow Springs tonight in the first round of the tournament here at Arcanum. Arcanum hosting the district tournament this year. Fort Recovery getting a major break when they moved Fort Recovery to the south and away from all those really tough teams like Marion Local and St. Henry and all those guys. They're playing up north, and we are fortunate to be playing down here with a group of teams that quite honestly aren't near as talented as the MAC. I'm not saying that somebody can't beat Fort Recovery, but Fort Recovery certainly has an advantage. We did lose to Arcanum early in the year, and we'll have to play Arcanum eventually if we get by Twin Valley South on Saturday. Of course, we still have to win this one. 1-0, Fort Recovery with the lead, winning the first set 25-11. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, Let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Vohr's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Vohr's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Vohr's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Vohr's Welding. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Arcanum, about set to go here. It's going to be Arcanum serving first in this second set. Again, Arcanum's record 9-12, Fort Recovery 9-13. But most of those 13 losses for the Lady Indians were fairly close and to really good teams. And here is Kayla Heitkamp getting a kill as she hits it over on the second hit right off the bat. And Fort Recovery is a pretty darn good team. I know Coach Travis Niekamp is very high on the team at this point in time going into the tournament. Service error. Actually, I'm sorry, I got carried away. It's a service ace. Service ace for Kayla Heitkamp. And Fort Recovery now leads 2-0. Service ace there for Kayla Heitkamp. Kayla serves again. Here's the dig, the set for Yellow Springs, the smash. And that's a kill. Malena Buster picks up her second kill of the night. Something unusual in that first set, the fact that Carly Niekamp didn't get any. No kills, no blocks in that first set. That's very unusual for her. Here's a smash by Bridget Holman. And trying to save it is Yellow Springs. They free ball it back. Here's the set the pass to Kayla Heitkamp. Two sets for Bridget Holman. And Bridget Holman nails it. Back to serve now is Cameron Mullenkamp. Cameron Mullenkamp with the serve. Dug out by Buster. Here's a spike and a kill for Yellow Springs. Adeline Zinger gets a kill. And Yellow Springs trailing 3-2 now. Here's the good serve dug out by Rammel. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Yellow Springs trying to free ball it back. They do get it over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp, a block. Fort Recovery free balls it over. That was Cameron Mullenkamp on the hit there. Here's a smash by Yellow Springs. And they're going to say out of bounds. Out of bounds by Adeline Zinger. Side out, Lady Indians. Kenna Dews goes back to serve now. Good serve dug out by Yellow Springs. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. I think that's out of bounds. Yep. Adeline Zinger hitting it out of bounds over the end line. Service point for Canadews. She's had a bunch of them tonight. Fort Recovery leads 5-2. Here's a hit back and a block by Fort Recovery, and Yellow Springs free balls it over. Here's Kayla Heitkamp setting for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she blasts it down the sideline for the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with a kill. Canadews now serving. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net, the set. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp passing to Kayla Heitkamp, who was set for Willman. And double hit called on Yellow Springs. Service point for Canadews. I'm going to go ahead and give Brent a kill on that. What the heck? Be Mr. Generous here. Good serve by Canadews. Ace serve for Kenna. Timeout is called. Fort Recovery leads 8-2 now. We'll be back in just a moment here at Arcanum. Lady Indians win the first set on their way to a win here in set number 2, leading 8-2.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Canadews at the service line here again as we resume action. Fort Recovery being assisted tonight by their managers, Heidi Dews, Ellie Kramer, Oakley Kramer, Leah Willman, and Kaylor Wendell. What a group. Nice group of young ladies, the managers here for the Fort Recovery team tonight. Here's Canadews on another serve. Smash back to Fort Recovery, and it's out of bounds. Over the end line by Adeline Zinger. Another service point for Canadews. She has just got a bunch of them tonight. She will serve again. It's now 9-2. Lady Indians lead by 7 here in the second set. Here is the set, free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp on the set from Kayla, and she got the kill. Another service point for Canadews. 10-2 now. Kenna will work to the other side, the far side, instead of the near side. Good serve. And just two-handing it over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Heitkamp was set for Bryn Willman, and Willman gets a little dink kill. Bryn Willman, kill number 4 for her tonight. Service point number 95 for Kenna Dews, and she'll serve again. Good serve. To the net and free balling it over and getting a kill. Just a free ball kill. I think that was Ariana Robinson with that. Back to serve now for Yellow Springs is Rue Robertson. Robertson serves a good one. Dug out by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp is set for Bridget Holman. And bingo, another kill, Bridget Holman. 12-3, side out Lady Indians. That's pretty much been the story all night. Yellow Springs has not been able to get many points at all from their serve. Bridget Holman on the serve there. Here's the set. Smash and a block. Back to Yellow Springs. They can't play it. And that's a point for Fort Recovery. I believe that was Bryn Willman on the block there for the Lady Indians. Bridget Holman picks up the service point. Holman will serve. Dug out. Just free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy News to Kayla Heitkamp, setting for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and miss hit it side out to Yellow Springs. Miss hit that into the net. Let's see. Canadews actually has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 service points on the night for Canadews. Here's a good serve by Yellow Springs. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. Pretty deep hit. Played by Yellow Springs. Going to call a double hit on the Lady Bulldogs. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Reporting in for Fort Recovery now is Kinley Kramer. Kinley Kramer coming in to serve. 14-4 lead. Kinley's serve is a good one. Here's the pass to the net. The smash and hit out of bounds. Malena Buster hits out of bounds. Service point for Kinley Kramer. She will serve again. Kinley is only a freshman. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery. Or dug out by Yellow Springs, I should say. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit there and got him napping and got the point. Kill for Kayla Heitkamp. Her third kill of the night. Another service point for Kinley Kramer. 16-4 now. Kramer's serve is good again. She's been perfect at the service line so far. Back to Fort Recovery, and Kayla Heitkamp waiting on it at the net and rams it down their throat. Kill for Kayla Heitkamp. Kill number 4 for Kayla. Another service point for Kinley Kramer. 17-4. Kinley's serve this time is a service error as she hit that one into the net. She must have wore out her arm on those first three serves there. Nice job, though, by Kinley. Way to go, Kinley. Side out Yellow Springs. Back to service there, libero. Addison Shuffik. Good serve. Bryn Willman just free balls it over. Here's the set for Yellow Springs, played by Bridget Holman. And we're going to call a double hit on Kayla Heitkamp. Service point for Yellow Springs. Addison Shuffik. And good serve there. Kennedews to Heitkamp. And there is Bryn Willman hitting it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp to Holman. Bridget sets for Cameron Mollenkamp. Dinks it over. Here's a hit by Yellow Springs. Kennedews plays it. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp and got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with a kill. Side out Lady Indians. And now going into serve is going to be senior Nevaeh Leonards into serve for Fort Recovery. Come on, Nevaeh. Let's run about 7 off in a row here. Finish off this set. Good serve. Suffolk up to the net. Here's the hit over, and they didn't get it over. Service point for Nevaeh Leonards. Third hit did not get over the net. Timeout, Yellow Springs, 19-6. Lady Indians on top here, big time in the second set. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cloth harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cloth parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cloth harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Lumber Company's goal is to make the building process as easy as possible for you from start to finish. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company has developed a website specifically for pole buildings to better suit you. Get an estimate, learn about the building process, view options for building materials, view finished products, and so much more. Go online to frlbuildings.com or stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company on Wabash Road and look over the many building options they have available.
Okay, here we go. Nevaeh Leonard serving her second time. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net. The set. The hit over. Played by Kennedy Mollenkamp to Cameron. smashed by Carly Niekamp, and she finally gets her first kill of the night. Carly Niekamp on a kill. And Nevaeh Leonards gets another service point. She will serve again. Good serve, and it's an ace. They probably should have let that one go. I think that might have gone out of bounds, but they didn't. They tried to play it. Addison Shuffick tried to play it, and it's an ace serve for Leonards. Another serve for Nevaeh. That's a good one. And free balling it over, and they didn't get it over on the third hit. Yellow Springs offense just not working there. Another service point for Nevaeh Leonards. She will serve again. Dug out by Yellow Springs. Here's the smash, a block by Carly Niekamp. And Yellow Springs plays it, but double hit. Another service point for Nevaeh Leonards. She might very well serve out this set. It's 23-6 now. 23-6, Nevaeh Leonards serves again. Good serve, dug out to the net. Here's the set. The hit and the kill that time, stopping the Nevaeh Leonards serve. Belena Buster gets the kill from the outside hitting position over on the far side. Back to serve once again. Ariana Robinson of the Bulldogs. Good serve, dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp. Cameron will free ball it over, and Yellow Springs gets the kill. I believe that was Adeline Zinger who got the kill. Side out, Yellow Springs. Ariana Robinson serving. Good serve. Kennedy Mullenkamp back to Yellow Springs, back over. Here's a smash by Carly Niekamp. She hits it out of bounds. Point Yellow Springs. ...23-9 now. Yellow Springs serves again. Robinson, Ariana Robinson serving. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Fort Recovery's Cameron Mullenkamp. Saved by Yellow Springs. Kayla Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. Yellow Springs gets it back. Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mullenkamp. And here's a bump to the net. Free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp on the second hit. Back to Yellow Springs. Here's the set. They hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. There's a smash by Cameron Mullenkamp. And she gets the kill. Cameron Mullenkamp with the kill. That makes it now 24-9. Lady Indians lead by 15 here. Here to serve the set point is Kayla Heitkamp. And it's a good serve to the net. There's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp. Heitkamp to Cameron Mullenkamp. Back over to Yellow Springs. Here's the set, the smash, and the kill by Yellow Springs. Melena Buster gets her fourth kill of the match. Side out Yellow Springs, 24-10. And Melena Buster goes back to serve. And it's an ace serve right on the back line. That's their first ace serve of the night. That was a nice one. 24-11 now. Fort Recovery won the first set. On the verge of winning this set, and there it is. Service error. And 25-11, the same score as the first set. Fort Recovery wins 25-11, 25-11. Leading 2-0. We'll be back with set number 3 in just a moment.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs.
Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
Rev up your lawn care game with incredible deals at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Whether you're tackling a jungle of grass or just need an upgrade, we've got you covered. From Toro, Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Kubota, we have a wide selection of new and used mowers for sale. And with our unbeatable prices, there's never been a better time to buy. Don't miss out. Head to Hull Brothers today and mow your worries away. Hull Brothers, where quality meets affordability.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back at Arcanum High School, the home of the Trojans, they're hosting the district tournament this year. If we win tonight, which it looks like we are going to, Fort Recovery will be taking on Twin Valley South on Saturday morning at 10. We'll have the match for you here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget a big football game for the Fort Recovery Indian football team on Friday night. They'll be traveling to Anna. They could win that game. They might make the playoffs, but they've got to win that game. Here we go. Fort Recovery serving, and it's in the net for Yellow Springs, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Fort Recovery playing very well against Parkway and homecoming last Friday night. Kayla Heitkamp gets credit for another service point. She will serve again. It's 1-0. Lady Indians on top. A good serve. The dig is right to the net, and Bridget Homan's waiting on it and blasts it down their throat. Kill for Bridget Homan. It's 2-0. Kayla Heitkamp with another serve. It's a good one. Dug out by Suffolk. And here is a smash and a block. Fort Recovery, there's Carly Niekamp, gets the kill right at the net. Her second of the night. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Again, Rob Weaver here at Arcanum High School. Beautiful new school here at Arcanum. Good serve. Two-hand shove over. Fort Recovery can't play it. Give the kill there to Melena Buster. That is her fifth kill of the night, and she leads the team in that category. Back to serve now for Yellow Springs is Ariana Robinson. Robinson's serve is good. Dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp to Kayla Heitkamp. There is Bridget Holman on the hit. Yellow Springs free balls it over. Nope, they didn't get it over into the net. Hit was into the net, a hitting error. Point Fort Recovery. Side out, Lady Indians, and back to serve now is Cameron Mullenkamp. 4-1. Cameron serves a good one. Dug out by Yellow Springs. There's the hit by their outside hitter. And they say it was out of bounds. That was Melena Buster. Nice spike there, but it was a little bit too much. So Cameron Mullenkamp picks up a service point. She will serve again. And it's an ace serve right on the right inside the back line. Ace serve for Cameron Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery leads 6-1. Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. Dug out by Addison Shuffick. Cross-court hit is out of bounds. Fort Recovery's point. That was Malena Buster who hit that baby out of bounds. Cameron Mullenkamp picks up another service point. Cameron's only a sophomore. Good serve. Here's the set for Yellow Springs. Two hands it over. Cameron Mullenkamp sets for Bridget Holman and got the kill. Just a little soft dink kill for Bridget Holman. Another service point for Cameron. 8-1 now. She'll serve again. Dug out by Suffolk. Here's the set. And the hit over. Fort Recovery able to save it and give Carly Niekamp credit for the kill there at the net. Out-battled Yellow Springs. 9-1 now. There's a good serve by Cameron Mullenkamp. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp was set for Kennedy Mullenkamp on the spike and got the kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the kill. Another service point for Cameron Mullenkamp. 10-1. Lady Indians putting this game away, this set away early. And is that in? Yes, they say it was. Ace serve right on the line. Oh, wait a minute. No, the official over here, the flagman on the other side said it was in, but the official here said it was out. She had the better view, so side out for Yellow Springs. Kayla Heitkamp was set for Carly Niekamp. She blasted away and hit it out of bounds. Service point for Yellow Springs. Malena Buster is serving. Good serve. Cameron Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Carly Niekamp, and Carly gets a little dink kill. Kill number 4 for Carly. Kenna Dews comes in to serve now. Kenna has been the server supreme for Fort Recovery tonight. She has 14 service points. Good serve there. Yellow Springs hits it back. Nice spike. Fort Recovery able to play it, though. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mullenkamp. And the dig is into the net. Digging that out was Malena Buster, but into the net. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. It's now 12-3. Lady Indians lead by 9. Good serve. Dug out by Yellow Springs. The Bulldogs hitting air into the net. That makes it 13-3. Nothing against the Yellow Springs coach, but you would think he would call timeout. I don't know. I guess not. Maybe he feels like it's a lost cause. I don't know. Good serve by Kenna Dews. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Kenna Dews on the dig. Heitkamp on the set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp hits it over. Waiting on it at the net is Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she hits it out of bounds. Had a good chance there to get the point, but couldn't do it. Side out now for Yellow Springs. Hannah Parker will go back to serve now. It's 13-4. Parker serves a good one. Dug out by Kennedy Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Bridget Holman, and she gets the kill. That makes a score 14-4. Have a sub coming in for a coach. I think it's Paisley Hartz, I believe, coming in for Coach Guggenbiller. Here's the serve. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. And she got a kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a kill. Fifteen to four now. Paisley Hart will serve again. Good serve. It's an ace serve. 16-4. Back to serve is Hart once again. Service air into the net that time. Point for Yellow Springs. That makes the score 16-5. Sight out Yellow Springs. Again, for you Indiana folks that have no idea where Yellow Springs is located, it's the home of Antioch College, east of Dayton and south of Springfield. Let's serve. It's a ace serve for Rue Robertson of Yellow Springs. Rue will serve again. Comes the serve. Heitkamp over to Yellow Springs. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And she got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with another kill. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 kills for Kennedy tonight. She leads us in that department, and she will go back to serve now. Fort Recovery leads 17-6. Here comes Kennedy's serve. It's a good one. Yellow Springs free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy's to Heitkamp. Heitkamp, they're going to call a double hit. Double hit on Kayla Heitkamp. Point for Yellow Springs on the side out, and Adeline Zinger will serve. Good serve. Heitkamp sets for Cameron Mollenkamp, who got the kill. Cameron Mollenkamp with a kill. 18-7. Carly Niekamp comes back in, and Kennedy's will leave. Serving now is Bryn Willman, and it's a service error into the net for Bryn. Side out, Yellow Springs. Bryn Willman's a youngster also. She's only a sophomore. Good serve by Yellow Springs. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Cameron Mollenkamp. And she puts it down on the floor for the kill. Kayla Heitkamp serving. Good serve. It's an ace. Ace serve for Kayla Heitkamp. 20-8. Timeout finally called by Yellow Springs. 20-8 the score. We'll be back right after this.
Fours Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fours Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fours Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians, Vores Welding. Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here's the next serve. It's a good one. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Cameron Mollenkamp, and she gets a kill on the spike. Cameron Mollenkamp with a kill. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. That makes it now 21-8. Fort Recovery on the verge of picking up win number 10 on the year here. Good serve by Kayla Heitkamp. It's an ace serve for Kayla. Stick around. We'll give you all the stats here in a moment. going to be a Fort Recovery win. We're going to play Twin Valley South, 10 o'clock on Saturday morning for the sectional championship. Good serve. And there is a block by Fort Recovery. I think it was Bridget Holman. 23-8. Fort Recovery in the lead. They've already won the first two sets, 25-11, 25-11. Good serve there by Kayla Heitkamp. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Trinity Rammel's in there now. Here's a smash by Carly Niekamp, and she gets a kill. That makes it 24-8. Here is the match point for tonight's match with Yellow Springs. And Kayla Heitkamp, service error into the net. Hit the top of the net and fell down on the wrong side. So that makes it 24-9. Back to serve for Yellow Springs is Ariana Robinson. It is a good serve. Cameron Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. Miss hit it into the net. It's 24-10. Good serve dug out by Cameron Mullenkamp to Heitkamp. Here's a smash by Cameron Mullenkamp. Yellow Springs stays alive. They play it. Heading back to Fort Recovery. And a miss hit there off of Kennedy Mullenkamp. And a point for Yellow Springs. Kennedy couldn't quite get the angle on the volleyball there and didn't hit it anywhere. Up in the air and down. Another serve, and they're going to call a violation on Fort Recovery. Rotation error. Point, Yellow Springs. It's 24-12 now. Another serve for Yellow Springs. Dug out by Trinity Rammel to Carly Niekamp. Bridget Holman dinks it over. Yellow Springs able to play it. Here's the set, the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Trinity Rammel to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Cameron Mullenkamp, and she got the kill, and that's it. Cameron Mullenkamp with the kill. Fort Recovery wins the third set 25-12, and that's another service point there for Fort Recovery, and that will end the match. Fort Recovery wins 25-11, 25-11, 25-12. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland's T5 Series tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Whether you're looking for more storage, a party building, or just looking for somewhere to spend your free time, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company can help. They offer free estimates on buildings or shops. Stop by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company to talk about your building plans, and they can give you a rough estimate over the phone. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company can also give you an estimate from the comfort of your home by filling out the online estimate form at frlbuildings.com. Let the Fort Recovery Lumber Company help you with your future building plans. Farms.
Cooper Farms reminds you to order your FFA holiday turkey roast today. This frozen turkey roast is ready to cook and hand-packed in its own cooking bag. The turkey roast is white and dark meat without the bones. A 10 to 12 pound turkey roast is just $42. Support the 4 Recovery FFA by ordering your holiday turkey roast. You can email your order to Gower, G-O-W-E-R, at FortRecoveryschools.org or call the Fort Recovery High School at 419-375-4111. The deadline to order is October 18th, with pickup of your turkey roast on October 31st at the Fort Recovery High School Ag Shop. Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. Judy's has pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, and much, much more. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
Mercer County Electric in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is proud to have served all of your electrical needs for over 40 years now. Residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, wiring and maintenance, new construction, renovations, and even generators. Mercer County Electric would also like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. We're proud of you, Indians, and we wish you the best of luck, says Mercer County Electric, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See Mercer County Electric for all of your electrical needs.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, back here at Arcanum, I see Andrew's here from the Commercial Review newspaper, so you folks can read the story about the match in the CR tomorrow. Real quickly, the stats for Fort Recovery. Kennedy's had a great night serving, 16 service points and 3 aces this evening. Kayla Heitkamp had 4 kills, 10 service points, and 3 aces. Bryn Willman had 4 kills, 2 blocks, and a service point. Carlene Ekamp started out slow, didn't get any stats in the first set, ended up with 5 kills, though, on the night. Kennedy Mullenkamp had 9 kills on the night. Cameron Mullenkamp with 9 kills as well, had 7 service points for Cameron and 2 aces. Nevaeh Leonards had 5 service points, including an ace. Kinley Kramer had 3 service points. Bridget Homan had 5 kills, 1 block, and 7 service points, including an ace. And I believe it was Paisley Hart who came in there at the end. She had 2 service points, including an ace. Again, leading the way in service points was Kennedy's with 16. Leading the way in the kills department, Kennedy Mullenkamp had 9. Cameron Mullenkamp had 9 as well. For Yellow Springs, Adeline Zinger had 3 kills. Melena Buster ended up with a total of 5 kills, 2 service points, and an ace. Rue Robinson had 1 ace on the night. And Molly Flanagan had 1 kill. Addison Shuffeek had 5 service points. Correction, she had 2 service points for Addison Shuffeek. And Ariana Robinson ended up with 7 service points and 1 kill for Yellow Springs. Again, Fort Recovery wins tonight, 3 sets to none, 25-11, 25-11, 25-12. They move on to take on Twin Valley South on Saturday morning at 10 here at Arcanum High School. We'll have the match for you right here on the radio on Saturday. That's it from our Canham High School for tonight. Have a good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver reporting. Thanks to our producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Brody Bargy at FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.